Nolte, Mrs. Mamdani's social media history reveals affection for terrorists in the N-word. By John Nolte on March 20, 2026. The social media history of Rahma Dewaji, wife of Islamist communist New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, reveals an affection for Islamic terrorists, the N-word, and all kinds of Jew-hating. The Syrian-American Dewaji glorified terrorist violence in a wide range of posts made on social media when she was a teenager and in her early 20s, reports the Washington Free Beacon. This included her celebrating members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, terror group and the First Intifada. Dewaji, 28, posted a photo to her Tumblr account in September 2017, when she would have been 20 years old, of the infamous Palestinian terrorist Leila Khaled, adds the report. Under the username Dimashq, she echoed one of Khaled's most famous statements. Here's the statement: "If it does good for my cause, I'll be happy to accept death." The Free Beacon story just keeps going and going with example after example of Dewaji's love of violent extremism and the Islamic terrorists who engage in it. Leila Khaled is a member of the terrorist group PFLP. Another PFLP member Dewaji championed is Shadia Abu Ghazala, who bombed a bus in Israel. Shadia Abu Ghazala, first Palestinian woman to fight in resistance after 1967 occupation # International Women's Day, Dewaji gushed. Ghazala later died while making a bomb meant for a building in Tel Aviv. Lol. In 2015, Dewaji reposted this, "But in all reality, at Snapchat has disappointed me. Fuck # Tel Aviv. Shouldn't exist in the first place. They're occupiers. You celebrate them." At age 15, she posted the N-word, @_Eliaf hell yeah, nigga. Super duper genius excuse you. The accounts referenced by the Free Beacon have not been active for some time. Nevertheless, it looks as though Dewaji responded to the report this week by deleting an old X account of hers under the username @_RahmaD. As was reported earlier this month, Dewaji also appears to have liked several social media posts celebrating the brutal, bloody, and violent butchering of Israeli civilians on October 7, 2023. For his part, Mayor Mamdani stands by his wife. Rather than deny his wife's approval of the October 7 massacre, he argued in so many words that what she believes doesn't matter. "My wife is the love of my life and she's also a private person who has held no formal position on my campaign or in my city hall. I, however, was elected to represent all 8.5 million people in this city and I believe that is my responsibility, because of that role, to answer any questions about my thoughts and my policies and my positions." To the surprise of no one, the very same New York Times that freaked out for weeks over a flag flown by the wife of Supreme Court Associate Justice Samuel Alito has had nothing to say about the pro-terrorist wife of the mayor of the city where the New York Times resides.